Today's listener essay is by Barbara Redfield.
My 93-year-old father's favorite hospice nurse said that his organs were not candidates for donation because of age and systemic disease. But she added, "I wish, Herb Schultz, that your spirit could be donated." Although I've recently donated my body for research purposes, for Dad's generation, tissue donation is a stretch. Dad's spirit will certainly live on in the letters he sends to family, friends, and acquaintances. He represents the end of an era, the consummate man of letters. His first published letters were to the citizens of Albany in the Times Union under the byline of DeWitt Schuyler in a daily column, Spotlight on Albany. He was a combat correspondent in the Marine Corps during the Second World War in the Pacific Theater. His dispatches read like letters to his family. He carried his manual typewriter along with his rifle when he landed with the 2nd Marine Division in the invasion of Saipan and Tinian. I've never asked him what happened to his typewriter when his ship was hit by a kamikaze on Easter Sunday, April 1st, 1945, at 5:45 a.m. I know that he did not have it with him when a young Marine hauled him up the last rungs of the ladder on the transport vessel that rescued Dad. In my favorite picture of Dad in the South Pacific, his typewriter is front and center. He and Andy Rooney went to Albany Academy together. They each spent the war writing about it, one in Europe and the other in the Pacific. Is it any wonder they were so attached to their manual typewriters? They typed many letters to each other. Dad can type faster with two fingers than I will ever be able to type with eight. The sound and rhythm of Dad typing is one of my strongest childhood memories. Dad wrote letters constantly. He wrote letters of congratulations and condolence. He was the very best clipping service imaginable. When he read anything that reminded him of someone, off it would go, snipped out of the magazine or newspaper, along with the typewritten note. As a teenager, whenever I did something that displeased him, as when I came home after my curfew, I would find a typewritten letter at my door in the morning. In it, he discussed issues of responsibility and courtesy. When he and my mother took vacations, he would write letters several typewritten pages long that read like the best travel books with vivid descriptions of the guy who sat next to them on the plane, who quickly became their new best friend. When electric typewriters came into use in the 1970s, Dad's manual typewritten letters began to stand out as old-fashioned. With the advent of computers, Dad's letters became unique and charming. Whenever anyone urged him to switch from typewriters to word processors, he responded by quoting E.B. White, who told people, "If any words are processed around here, I will process them." Recently, Dad's letters have become as distinctive as a handwritten note. The immediately recognizable manual typewritten address could only be from one person, Herb Schultz. Until several months ago, Dad was peck-pecking, ping-ping away at least once a day. Several studies have been done recently about the things that give us pleasure in our sometimes overwhelming daily lives. Way up high on every list is receiving a personal letter. Dad's happiest time of day continues to be when the mail arrives at around 2 p.m. These days, as I am about 1,000 miles away, I try to remember to send Dad a postcard or a letter every day. I know his spirit will live on in all the people lucky enough to have opened their mailboxes to find a letter from Herb Schultz. We are passing it on, Dad, trying to remember how important it is to write letters, even if we don't have manual typewriters.
That was a listener essay by Barbara Redfield. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
No, I'm writing you a letter. Get where you're going, wherever you went. You know I'm working on some things.